Yesterday we started to run into the sugya of the keva, which I said is really wrought with a lot of difficulty because of the very term keva. Sometimes refers to the actual stomach, and sometimes refers to the milk that coagulates inside the stomach. You have a calf, so you know the calf nurses from the mother, and you shech the calf, and you have inside the keva, inside the stomach, you have this milk, which is certainly chalevim, chalevimo, right? That's a classic chalevimo, but. Lamaisa, sometimes that's called keva, sometimes the milk is called the keva. And what we move into now in the next sif, and then we also discussed yesterday the Gemara is difficult because the Mishnah itself is a steer in the Mishnah, the Gemara says, well, part of the Mishnah was written before the retraction, Kodem Chazar, part of the Mishnah was written after the Chazar, and at the end of the Sugya, there's a Behilchus son, there's a question. Whether the added two lines that appear in our text is one parenthesis or actually a part, it's correct, it isn't correct, and so on. It's a lot of difficulties that are inherent in the sugyas you mentioned yesterday. But the next, the sif, we turn our attention to the person who wants to be mamid, the person who wants to make cheese using the challah, this milk that's inside the keva. You can throw that milk, toss that milk into other milk and make it into cheese. Basically, what happens is that you have a challah that's inside, let's say, inside the stomach of the calf. So with that, there is an enzyme called rennet, which is in the lining, the stomach lining, and that milk absorbs that milk sitting in the stomach of the calf absorbs the rennet from the lining of the lining of the stomach. Okay, and basically through normal blia, normal rules of blia, right? It's bolea. It comes from the lining into the milk. And so now the question is, it absorbs the rennet, but it also absorbs some of its meat, right? The stomach lining is certainly meat, so it absorbs some of the meat. So now you have, sort of, in this coagulated milk that's inside the lining of the, inside the stomach of the calf, has sort of an absorbed meat and basar and chalavir. It has basar, it absorbs some of the, absorbs the rennet, absorbs the enzyme, but it also absorbs some of the, flavor, so to speak, of the lining of the stomach, and now you're going to be mamid other milk to make cheese in this basar b'chalav compound, so to speak. In other words, you're taking the milk that was inside the stomach of the animal that absorbed the rennet, the enzyme from the lining of the stomach, but also absorbed at least some tam basar. Now you want to use that milk to put into a big vat of other milk to cause it to. To turn into cheese. That's basically what happened. The cheese-making process, again, as you probably know, if you have time, you can look online, we're doing the cheese-making process, so I think the simplest cheese to make is cottage cheese. And cottage cheese, they're basically milk, which pops, you put in the calcium, other things like that, it'll make it pop. A very small amount of rennet, I think, will make it the cottage cheese. If you want to make soft cheese, you need more rennet, it's got to stay in for a longer time. If you want to make, I'm oversimplifying, I'm not a cheese maker, but it's simple. Based on a simple investigation, if you have if you want to make hard cheese, you have to leave the rennet in for a long time, for a longer period of time. So here, what you want to do, and I'm told, again, I spoke about my daughter, but it's generally not done today, at least industrially. Industrially, they don't usually take this coagulated milk, this little bit of milk that was inside the calf stomach that absorbed from the enzyme and also absorbed the top. They don't usually do that, but it can be done. He said they sometimes make it into powder. They make it into paste or something like that, and then they add that to the huge vat of milk that they want to turn into cheese, and that's how they make cheese. So that's the idea of mamid. So here we're talking about being mamid, the cheese, in a kind of a basar b'chalav compound. So again, the chalav is in the stomach of the calf, and it absorbed the rennet from the lining of the stomach, and the lining of the stomach is meat, so it had a blia. Of course, it depends how long it's sitting in the stomach, right? We have the regular rules of blia, so we know that the kavush kavu show if the milk is sitting for 24 hours or more in the stomach of the calf, that milk that the nurse from the mother, the nurse, the calf suckled from the mother, that milk now went into its stomach. Now it sits there for 24 hours. So based on the regular rules of Kodesh Kemushal, so now the that milk that came originally from the mother, now is in the calf, the calf's stomach. It absorbs from the meat. So it's a regular din of Kodesh Kemushal with regards to the Basar B'chol. It also can, if you do a Malicha, okay, if you salt everything together, it also transfers flavor. You salt, the idea of salt is salt, Malicha Roseh, salting is also like roasting or like cooking. So if you salt, let's say, this milk and the liner, that's again after you've shechted the calf. So now you salt it. That's the din. You have to have melicha before you can eat meat. You have to salt it. So it removes the dam and so on. But now you salt it. There's some milk in there also. So now again, there's a transference of flavor. It's also having drabon level melicha, melicha korosef. Kavish convulsion, melicha korosef. We saw that earlier. It's some sin later on. So that's where the fun starts with our you know, with our situation today. By the way, one point that the Shach makes, I'm saying right at the beginning now, is that this milk is sometimes, this milk is acidic, so it can work faster than 24 hours. Okay, it can work in a quicker period of time. But anyway, that's just the background, what I'll look up next. We'll start with the Mishnah. Okay, the Mishnah is on the Kuftez Anaral, the same difficult Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hamamid, the second part of it, Hamamid Ba'or Shal Keva Ksheir. Okay, if somebody's Mamid, Rashi says, Hamamid Chol. He places milk, right? Ba'or Keva, which is Basar. The Keva, the stomach, here means the Keva itself, means the Keva is Basar, right? But Basar from a kosher animal, right? The regular kosher animal. So it says, Imyesh Benosin Tam Harei Zu Asura. If there is enough, as Rashi explains, in Yeshbo Litein Tam B'chol, if the ratio is enough that this meat, this stomach lining, has enough to impact the flavor, that the meat flavor will go into this milk, so Harezu Asura. Okay, Harezu Asura. That's what the Mishnah says over there. And but Rashi then, and we saw again the long Rashi, I want to go a little more carefully now. Rashi writes the following. Harezu Asura, Kuftes Anadei. Rashi writes, the cholav hanim, they looked at it all yesterday too, but I'll go over it again now. Cholav hanim tzav korush, ve'or hakeva. If there was milk that was found coagulated and congealed in this lining of the stomach, shemolchan oso ba'ora, and it was salted together with the skin, with the rest of the meat and so on. So bein shenosim cholav acher, bein shemolchan oso ima nira ve'eirai isur gomor kebasa b'cholav mamish. Lesor hagvina isur gomor ve'ein biyadi korach lahati. Rashi says, I point that yesterday very dramatically, this milk that is inside the stomach of the calf that is nursed from the mother is milk 100%, and now that it's mixed with the, it's with the stomach and so on, it was salted at melicha, okay, or it's kavush, it's not long enough, it's mamish basa b'chol ve'ein biyadi korach lahati. And he says, V'yesh, matirin osom v'yin raim v'dog, v'shol v'kara, okay, there's someone to bring a ride, that it's okay, it's like a case of fish that was cooked, it was a fish that was on a fleshing utensil. Fish with fleshing utensils. We said earlier on Kufin Aleph, shemuto ocham makuta, you can eat that together with the milk of the sandwich. V'shul d'hamle no sentam, bar no sentam. That's the famous not bar not, right? So you had the fish, the fish was on a flavor, the fleshing utensil absorbed flavor from the meat. Now the fish absorbs the flavor from the plate that had gotten the flavor from the meat. And now you want to eat the fish and milk. That's no sin tam bar no sin tam, which of course we're going to discuss. You know, no sin tam bar no sin tam. It's no sin tam from no sin tam. It's step removed, not bar not. Right? And that's okay. So someone said the same thing here. Shecholav hakevel on nesa mishum nesinas tam. This milk that was inside the lining of the stomach, that's only usher from having absorbed the flavor from the lining of the stomach, which is flesh. And now you're going to mix that with cheese. That's, again, it's a one step away. That's what some want to say. Okay? B'chihodah, yoyv tam, b'gvina, havel enosin tam, by enosin tam. Rashi says, some want to say. And he says, it's a terrible comparison. Ruchok zum izuk, ruchok mizuk memayra. This is as far apart as east and west. Okay? Now, high time, the dog is over, kar alp, mishav, bolo, is taiba, adayim heter gomor, hem lo okhlam. Kshabala okhlam mekutok, lama ta'osa, with me tam bosa shalom. It's not the same thing. The fish, how did the fish get the fleshic flavor? Not from being in direct contact with flesh, but it was on a plate that was used. It was already one step removed. Says Rashi, that's different. The fish didn't get the flavor directly mamish. That's his lashon, right? If they should tam bosa shalom, the fish is tam bosa, tam bosa lav tam, who shari lo bom in mamish. Not the same thing. Elam no sin tam, acher. But our case where you salted, let's say, the whole animal, the whole calf, together with this milk, together with the stomach, and so on. The regular case, it's all one package. So the whole thing is one new, we discussed at the beginning of the year, right? It's a whole new entity. So this milk was in direct contact with the flesh. It's not like the case of the fish. So Rashi says the whole thing is one, and therefore it's not the same, and the kama chaticha has developed. Mix that milk that had been in the cave of the calf, and now you want to mix that with the milk you're making cheese. So that's mimim nil cholov nevel v'chol heter v'parpasak v'chichas v'sevela v'seres cholov chadivas kulon. Okay, the whole thing is also it's all considered nevel. So that's what Rashi said. Now the sheet of Rashi, as we pointed out yesterday, is only one sheet, but Rashi holds that the milk that's inside, this milk is absolute milk, okay, for the purpose of basar chol. That was the sheet of Rashi, okay. But we did point out that the Rif and the Rambam both disagree, completely other extreme. The Rif and the Rambam says no, this milk to begin with, this milk that's in the calf of the in the stomach of the calf, this milk is not going to be considered milk altogether. It's not milk to begin with, okay. Never mind dog and show but car that comparison. It's not even milk at all. Okay, because they hold it's the Gemara's conclusion, pir shel bi'alma. And pir shel bi'alma, the definition, one definition we said that too was a part of the problem, part of the sfeikas we mentioned yesterday. But pir shel bi'alma, according to one approach, pir shel means it's garbage, manure, right? It's not considered, it's not food, it's you know, excrement or waste inside the body. It's not anything, right? The animal drank the milk, but it's considered pir shel bi'alma. And therefore, according to the Rifna and the Rambam, so then we don't have a problem. Okay, it's not milk to begin with, so you can't call it basar b'chol. And then we also said that there was a middle position, and that was the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says it depends what the milk is like. If the milk is still tzolo, if the milk right now is still clear, the milk in the stomach can be kept. If it's still clear, so then it has a din of chol, but it's already karish, it's already solidified, it's already coagulated, it's congealed, so then it's not considered. So now the question becomes as follows. Okay, so according to Rashi, let's put it this way. You know, again, and it was the practice. I mean, or sometimes it was in the salted things and so on. So, so if after you know, we do that today too, right? And after you shech the animal, you have to salt it. So sometimes you'd salt it, and there would be this milk inside the calf's stomach. So, and then you, what's the status of that milk? So again, according to Rashi, it's a serious problem because according to Rashi, it's mamish cholov. According to the Rif and the Rambam, it's not a problem at all. Right? It's not milk. According to the time, it depends. But now the question is, according to Rashi, there's nothing to talk about. According to Rashi, you cannot take this milk and now put it into a big vat of other milk that you want to transform into cheese. But what about according to Rashi and the Rambam, the Rif and the Rambam? What about according to the time, it's already karish? Would they go so far as to say that since it's not milk at all, it's 100% mutter, you can use it for cheese, and whatever you want? Again, this coagulated milk has in it the enzyme that you want in order to make the cheese, right? So can you take that coagulated milk and pour it into, or you make it into powder, or whatever you do, and you mix it in with the milk that you're going to transform into cheese? Is that, again, according to Rashi, completely usur? Okay, because it's regular cholov, and since it was with the stomach line, it's basar b'cholov, so it's definitely usur. You can't be mamid in basar b'cholov. But according to Ben Tam, it's according to the Rif and the Rambam, that's what we have to see. Okay, so someone have a tour here, by any chance? We got the break. So let's take a look at the tour. The tour in this siman, towards the end of the siman, siman pei zayin. If you have it in front of you, take a look. It's good to see you inside always. The tour writes, we'll look at tests. Cholov an into the cable. Okay, this is just a quick review. Cholov an into the cable. The das Rav Alphas, ain't no cholov, right? According to the Rav Alphas, that's the Rif, right? You know, the Rif is, Alphas means of Fez, right? The city he lived in is Fez in Morocco. So Alphas, the Arab, the L or AL is from. So Alphas means from Fez. Okay, that's why it's called sometimes of Alphas. Okay. So cholov an into the cable, the das Rav Alphas, ain't no cholov. Mutter levasho bovasar. And you can cook meat in it. It's no milk at all. It goes, afilu b'tzol shabbat, even if it's clear. Because the Rif did not make that distinction. V'chein kosar Rambam. Rambam also holds like that. V'Rashi osro. Rashi prohibited it. V'kosar shulchan gomor. Afilu akorish b'shavu kosher cannot atzol. Rashi is the exact other extreme. Rashi says it's absolutely osro. It's absolute milk. Even if it's coagulated, it's korish. It's milk. And certainly if it's solo. Rabbeinu Tam chilek akorish b'shavu eno chol b'atzol v'chol. Rabbeinu Tam is a middle position. So the Torah neatly summarizes it. Then the Torah says, L'ficha, in our case, im malach hakeva b'chalava, if you salted the keva, it's part of the process of salting the meat, okay? Malicha. You salted the keva, you salted the stomach, b'chalava, you salted some of that milk with it, okay? And so then says the Torah, nesra mishum bas b'chalav the malach kerosea. The Torah says, that now becomes usur because malich keroseach. Malich is considered like roasting, malich like cooking of milk keroseach, and therefore now that's a problem of usur b'chalav since it was salted together. So now there's an assumption that through the salting there's a transference of flavor. Okay, there's a transference of flavor. In other words, some of the tam of the basur went into the keva, went into the milk, and so on. All right, so there's some kind of tam of basur with the milk. So therefore it's malich keroseach. So that's a problem. And b'cheinim amar b'yom echad, the kavush b'bushel. Or if you never salted it, but it sat there for a full day, for 24 hours, that's kavush, right? Sitting there, that's kavush b'bushel, so that's also no good. And v'imhemed b'givinos, okay? And what if you made cheese out of it? So he says, in yesh b'em menos and tam asur l'rashi afil b'karish, rashi l'asur, if it gives any flavor off, in a tam b'tzol dafke, b'cheinim askanas adoni avi arasho. So anyway, so we have Rashi, the Torah, basically seems to be machmir like Rashi. However, the Beis Yosef, commenting here on the side, so the Beis Yosef says, Umashakosav, so I can find it, into the cave, two different arrangements I have, but okay. Alright, so the Beis Yosef writes that it seems to him that certainly according to that's Rashi. Okay, but he says according to the Beis Yosef writes that according to the Rif and according to the Rambam, okay, there's no problem here whatsoever. He quotes that that's a psak of Rabbeinu Shimshon ben Avram. If you quote Rabbeinu Shimshon ben Avram, one of the Balei Tosfos, I want to see this edition. Let me see. It's not the other tour. No, I can't find it. Or it's a different arrangement. The other tour, the Machon Dvorah tour? No, okay, doesn't matter. All right, so anyway, but Lamai said, to take my report for now, the Beis Yosef writes, you'll look it up later, that according to the Rif and the Rambam, there's no problem. He quotes, that's what Shimshon ben Avraham says. Why? The whole Svar is because it's not called Cholov, it's Pirsha of Alma, and therefore, therefore what? This is the point that I want to bring out. Therefore what? So it's Pirsha of Alma. So the meat that is absorbed into the this pirsha, this manure, whatever you want to call it, does not have, it's like eliminated. It becomes pirsha too. That's the point I'm trying to bring up. That's what the Beis Yosef says in the name of Shimshon ben Avraham. Okay, he says that because the milk is not really milk, it's pirsha b'alma, so therefore whatever comes, the meat from the lining of the stomach that comes into that milk is not going to be powerful enough, it's not going to have the ability later on to impact the cheese. That's the point. Okay, so it really boils down back to that question of being pirsha. Rashi says it's not pirsha, it's cholov. So therefore the basar comes in, it's regular basar v'cholov, regular ordinary basar v'cholov. Whereas the Sosa says, according to the Rif and the Rambam, l'chor wouldn't be a problem. He quotes, that's how some hold, or Shimshon ben Avraham holds like that, because there's no cholov, it's pirsha, and it doesn't have the ability to impact anything else. Okay, basically the pirsha is mevatel, as it were, the tam of the basar. Whatever tam basar goes into this garbage is now eliminated by the garbage itself. So now when you put that manure, that coagulated milk, into cheese, there's no basar flavor that's going to impact the cheese. That's what Beis Yosef says. However, he quotes that not everybody agrees with that. Okay, he quotes that there are those who disagree. He quotes the Rav Yor. I just don't want can't find it.
A parenthesis of Shushan and Arab, is that Pirush Balma also not milchik? I mean, it's para.
Correct. That's correct. Okay.
In theory, with that, we can make flesh of cheese.
Yeah, it's not flesh. It's not going to have it. I think same time. Correct. Here it is. Okay, I'm sorry. Look at the wrong column. I apologize. Okay, here. It says... I'll use exact words. Okay, Daniel was kind enough to underline it. Good telegraph. He says like this. He quotes it. This is from Shishma Avram, by the way. You can look it up. It's in the Mordechai. He says, "Datam hayotzim anaposer." The exact phrase I'm looking for. "Datam hayotzim anaposer nase perish kishenivla bakeva." Datam mishum de. It too. This meat that comes out, it gets absorbed into this perish, into this manure, which we're calling it. And why? Mitam mishum de ain koach b'tam shekibul perizem in aor. It doesn't have the power to impact anything else. However, so that's one side. So again, we're saying now, Rashi, the whole thing's no good. The Rif and the Rambam, if we're insisting like their Shita, they're saying it's going to be mutter because the same way this the milk, this coagulated milk in the calf's stomach is considered perish, so whatever it absorbed from the lining of the animal is also going to be called perish. It's not going to have any impact. However, Aval, he says, that those are Rabbi Yeruchan Kosav, Sheesh Misha Kosav, Afil of Fishit Agonim, and Linnach Akeva, so far, Shas Amgogvino, Shafel Pishu Perish Baalma, Mikomokum Kralok Kotam Abosar. Not everybody accepts this jump. Rabbi Yeruchan says, even according to that Shita, Enochanami, maybe the milk itself, the coagulated milk itself, is not going to be milk, it's not going to be called milk, like the Rif and the Ramam hold. Ram said Kinofis, I think that was the language right we saw the Ram yesterday. So if that's the case, okay. But the basar that comes out of the lining of the stomach, who says that becomes perish? Right? That's the machlokes. Rabbi Shimshon Avram said so, but the Rabbi Yerucham is not so convinced. Yerucham says that's not he says, Mikom Makum Kralokha Tama Basar. Ukshamami Bahavali Basar Bechalov, Vechain Yereikah. That's the position that the Torah prefers. So that the Mesosi prefers. So what comes out now is that even if you hold like the Rif and the Rambam, Lamaisa, it's still not going to be usher, it's still not going to be permissible, it's still going to be usher to use this coagulated milk as part of the mamet to make the cheese because of the busser part of it. Okay, they don't accept the machlokas is, does the busser that gets absorbed in this parish, does this have the status of perish also or not? That's really what the machlok is about. Okay, so that's a kind of important machlok is from the and that's what you said kenyur leikir. Okay, it's basar b'cholav because the tam basar stays put. Okay, the Darkei Moshe from the Ramoyer Nos Ches, Darkei Moshe says again. He tries to explain the shitas. He says he also rejects this notion as compared like Rashi. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm going to ask about it. According to that first understanding of the Rambam.
Yeah.
Why would this pirsha be any different than a kli? The kli is not food, but if you transmit the tam basar through it, we're concerned about the tam basar. The same way.
It's an interesting question. I'm not sure why. Again, I'm going to read the Ramah actually mentioned, but he's not going to answer your question. I was also struggling also to try and figure out. I don't have an answer. I have to think further. What's the swara behind this machlokas? I mean, was it a metzias question? It takes on, if it doesn't? I don't know. I don't have a thought or anything. But well, let me just read the Ramah. The Ramah writes in the Dark Emotion, Oskesi writes, he says, nearly, first he rejects this whole idea of comparison, dogam shal v'kar, but it's in Rashi. That nearly tam amatirim, mishum lo nechshu tam, hova cholav avi pirsha, gam atamosh tam shekimon abos avi pirsha. I guess you've got to say pirsha is worse, because it's just, it destroys, you know, it destroys whatever absorbed. I don't know. You have a sword? Right, it's not a bowl is neutral. Right, a bowl is neutral.
It's
not the talagam. Sort of, yeah. I don't use those terms, but in a certain sense, more than those talagam, and mamish obliterates it.
Imagine like the question is disgusting.
Right. I hear it. I think also, but just okay. Anyway, that's what the Rambam writes. All right. Then of course the Rambam also adds, which the Beis Yosef doesn't deal with all. Is let's remember, there's also the shita of the Rav Natan. You know that we have to make a chilik between. You know, make a chiluk between whether it's you know, tzol or karis, so he brings that up as well. So that is the Beis Yosef. Now, if we take a look in the tour, I'm sorry, in the Shulchan Aruch, let's see what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, in our Sif, Sif Yud. Shulchan Aruch says, Chol of Animtza Mekeva, right? The Chol is found in the Keva. Now, in the parentheses, there are more, so Lachatchila Ein Lanicha Mekeva Achid Stan Lachol Betocha Keva. Okay, well, the Yevet Ein Loch. There's a question, it's a side point. The Shach or Chavav explains, Hatama Furisham Shechalav Akeva Charif V'chomut Shereh Mamidim Bo. Okay, usually for Kavosh to Kavushal to take effect, Kavosh is 24 hours. Usually it's ace lace. But certain things with it are more sharp. Charif V'chomut, so it could happen faster. So, all right, but anyway, so Chalav Animtza, so that's the Shach called Chavav, that Mamidz, it'll absorb the flavor faster because it's sharp. So therefore, you shouldn't put it in until it's cooled down, right? Right away, when you shech b'yavo, right away, you want to use. I'm talking about you want to use the keva, right? You want to use the keva. Forget our issue with the, it's quite good milk. You just want to use the keva for regular cheese. There's nothing in it. The baby didn't nurse. The calf hasn't nursed for a while, so the keva is empty. But when you first shech the animal, you know the animal innards are warm, right? The animal, I don't know. So no, animals also 98.6. I'm not sure human beings are 98.6. But animals have different other mammals. They're all different. Yeah, certain reptiles are cold blood and everything else. But mammals, or whatever it is. But if there's warmth in it, okay, you can check it out. But whatever it is, you check it. So the Ramosipi says you should wait until it, till it cools. Whether you're talking about the cave itself or the cholob, either thing, you got to wait till it cools down. Okay, a different thing. Anyway. But anyway, so getting back to the Chavis, so Cholav Anim to the Keva Shenimlach be Kevasa. That's our case, right? That's the case Rashi brought up, where the Torah says, right? You have milk that was inside the Keva, and it was salted together with the Keva. O she'amad bo yom echad, or it was, Kovash Kavusha, it was sat in there for a full day. Asur lahamid bo the Shulchan Aruch, okay? Asur lahamid bo. You can't use it as a davar amamid. You cannot take this coagulated milk, either it was salted together with the keva or it sat there for 24 hours, because we assume that it absorbed the flavor of the meat. Asur lahamid bo. Okay, good. Now the Ramo adds, im hamid bo, what if you did? Imuat salul osur kolagvinos ache samit b'cholav shemid arak negera keva asur. Ramo said, that's Ramo, right? If you did, so now he follows the Tom, so it depends. If it's solo, so then all the cheese you're making with that is going to be no good, unless there was shishim and the cholov against the keva asura. Raya shishim b'cholov akol mutar. Okay? B'mhoya keva krusha, then eno seris klum afiloya shishim b'cholov neged keva. But if it was karish, that's a benetam. If it's karish, we can ignore it altogether, because he says that karish is a zero. Okay? And therefore, even if it wasn't shishim, then it's okay. And then he talks about something else. It was started out as Tzolot, became Karish later. We're not going to go into that now. Anyway, that's the ruling in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shach has a couple important things to say. The Shach, first one, some Katan Chavtes, comments, Mashma de'ein chilek ben Karish l'Tzolot. In the Mechaber, he's a little bit bothered, because the Mechaber, one second, the Mechaber seems to say you can't be Mamid in this, in this coagulated milk. You can't use it as a Mamid. But I thought the Mechaber in the previous Siftes, Paskin like the Ram and the Rif, who said it's not milk altogether. So what's the problem exactly? Okay, what's the problem? So the Shach writes, Mashma Yechilik Ben Karshul Tzol, Bahayna Lechatchila. Okay, that's Lechatchila. The Afal Gav Demutu Levashol B'Karshul Tzol, Lechatchila Kamosh Kassam. He said before, Hosom Shani Shein Kan Yisrael Mishum Cholot, the Kevin the Karshul, Havi Kepirsha. In other words, the Shach quotes that, refers to that Beis Yosef, because we said before. Now, without having looked at the Beis Yosef, there seems to be a stira between Siftes and Sifyur and the Mechaber. Because Siftes, he passes like the Ram and the Rift, that the milk isn't called milk. Okay, it's zero, it's Pirsha, so there's nothing. So what's the problem then with being Mamid and Sifyur? He says you're not supposed to do it. So Shach said that's the Chatchila, because of that sheet which we said, according to Ben Yeruchim and the Rav Yoh, okay, and the Beis Yosef writes the Chain Iker, that even according to the Ram and the Rift, it's
When it's just that pirsha by itself, you're allowed to, that's okay. That chalav is allowed. That was in Sif Tes. But when you're mixing, when it has a mixture with meat, then it absorbs from the lining of the animal. So then that's already basar chalav. So according to those we've shown them who learned in the Rif and the Rambam, or according to the Rif and the Rambam, it's still a problem when you mix it with meat. So that's what the Shaf says. The mechaber is choshesh for lechatchila, as he said in the Beis Yosef. But b'di'eved doesn't say in the Shofar exactly what the Shaf figures out. The b'di'eved, it's okay because again, like that, Rav Shimshon ben Avram, b'di'eved the Shaf feels that the mechaber would be maker. Yeah.
So are we assuming there are
not there? Oh yeah, right. That's a good point because there are more. Right, it seems that way because there are more. So what he's pointing out correctly, there are more. Said the coin of it, if it's tzolol, everything's no good, even unless you have shishim. And if it's karosh, even with shishim, you don't need shishim, right? Those, but wait a minute, isn't he choshish for those other? Apparently not. Okay. The other sif cotton I want to look at is sif cotton lamed aleph. Before we go on to the other thing, sif cotton lamed aleph from the shach. Okay, Mahaisa Keva Kusha. Okay. All right, basically saying that the idea is Klomar, Imhoya Khalf Shiva Keva Kusha, Aino Saras Kuma, Filoya Sam Khalf, Shuamara Khalf, Negara Khalf Shiva Keva, Latam, the Bekorosh, Khoshiv HaKhalf Kapirsha Behalma. Okay, it's considered Pirsha Behalma. The Lek Elamema Koponim Kibu Tame or Keva, why are we concerned? That's what you're saying. Why aren't we concerned for the other issue? There's makabel flavor, and with binos and tami binos, and it's not pronounced that tayr itself, the reason I mentioned before. Basically, he says because the flavor is somehow weaker. So I think what they look through that shach, I mean, I don't want to go into it's a long shach, but basically, I think he's saying, like I said before, not quite that it obliterates the tam bo, so at least it weakens it. Okay, now let me answer your question about the plate, the bowl. You know, in other words, even if you say, Rabbi said before that the whole, you know, the manure, it's terrible. Even if you want to, I think that's what the shach means, even if you don't want to say all the way that it mamish, you know, obliterates the tom, but it makes it weak enough that the tom now will not be able to impact the cheese that you mix, the milk that you're making into cheese. You know, it weakens it up. It might be tom, but it's not going to be a strong tom. That's what shach seems to say over there. Yeah, the Pesachei Tshuva, it's a cotton yurchez, makes an interesting thing. Maybe also to address this question a little bit. Okay, the Pesachei Tshuva, take a look. It's this page. Starts. Here it is. The Pesachei Tshuva writes, commenting on this on this same din that the Shabbos was talking about. He says, Pirish hacholov shebekeva kusha eino seres to pirish ba'amri ve'ein lo v'du komok os mishum tam bosh nivu vosu pirish yeish lomar dein koach v'tam shekibu perzim in a or l'schaber im agrina liyos nasir vosu chol. Right, that's what Shach said. But, he says, v'ayim pirmagodin shekosu v'mashu v'mikomok nivu l'cholov gomor v'korosh. Okay. V'acharkach it went into v'acharkach l'bosor oser v'davka tam hanivla nasir pirish gamkein. And low, he basically says that maybe you can be machmir if it was actual milk that got mixed in, and it wasn't an absorbed flavor, but it was a direct end, so to speak. So maybe there's room to be machmir. He says yesh lefak bekozli, but that's the prima gadim. Okay, just to understand a couple of other things that we need to know in general, and these are just general ha'aris right now before we come to a bigger issue in Sivkotin. That's why it's not going in order. I'm just trying to present it just as tidbits. The Shach in Sivkot Mechav Zayin tells an important din. What is, you know, melicha? When do we say melicha? We say, how much salt? I put a little bit of salt. How much salt do you have to put on? Right? And how long does it have to stay on? So the Shach tells in Sivkot Mechav Zayin that the salt has to be as long as it would take to cook this item. Okay? And the amount of salt has to be that it's too salty to eat. So just two important things to know. I only bring it up here because it's in the shock, but it's something to know in general. We speak about Malich Roseach. Okay, the Malich is considered like Roseach. The item, the food, whatever the food is, has to sit in the salt long enough for it to have been cooked. Okay, and B, it has to be salty enough that you're not be able to eat it. You know, it's too salty to eat. Okay, but if it was salted only for a short amount of time, or there's less salt, then we could be makel. Okay, especially since the chalav is only, according to some, is only pirsha anyway, then there may be some room to be maybe some room to makel. Okay, yeah. Now, the other thing that the Ramo said that if it was tzolol, his l'shitos or according to the time, then it's oser kol hagvinos ad she samech b'cholav shehemid neged hakev asura. Right? Let's say now you went ahead and you mix it. It's tzolol, it's milk. It's milk according to it's certainly milk according to Rashi. And now you mixed it with the cheese, so you'd have to have shishim against the the fleishig flavor that comes from the kever. Right? That's what the Ramo says. So the Taz in Sukkot Yud asks, why do you need shishim? Why do you need shishim? He quotes, Rishonim will hold that in this situation, he quotes the Rosh, who paskins, that melicha only asers kadei klipa. Again, I don't know if you've come across this term, but sometimes we have transference of flavor. I'm bringing it up now very briefly. When you have transference of flavor, whether iser de heter, baser de cholov, and so on and so forth, the transference of flavor does not automatically mean that it transfers into the whole piece. So usually, chaticha nazavel means it comes into the whole piece. Okay, that's a brisho and other things. But sometimes you have things touch, or there's transference of flavor, but only a little bit, like kadei klipa. Okay, kadei klipa. Kadei klipa means only the outer shell. Okay? Something we have in Hilchos Shabbos, right? Hilchos Shabbos also is mevashel kadei klipa. You ever explain by Hilchos Shabbos? Mevashel kadei klipa. Right, you put something in hot water, so it's that's awesome. But that's what some people say, that's a heter. You have the baby bottles, okay? You take a baby bottle, and you want to warm up the milk. So you take water from the hot water urn, put it in a cup, okay? And then put the bottle into the cup. It's mevashel kadei klipa, but the klipa is the plastic of the bottle. That doesn't cook, then there's no issue, so then the milk is okay. I'm just saying, that's kadei klipa. So the Taz quotes over the eighth of cotton yod,
there's no issue in cooking that klipa.
That's not really cooked, that's what I'm saying, nothing happened. It's got hot.
There's nothing wrong with heating plastic.
Yeah, those will make it, right? Right. Only don't change the texture, you'll melt it. Anyway, I don't know if it holds that cool. But anyhow, but the Taz here, it's the cotton yod, wonders, why do you need shishim, which is only the klipa? Okay, so even if the cholov is tzolol, even if it's clear milk, and we can consider it, that it absorbs the basar, it should be enough to have shishim, not against the whole keva, but against the klipa, the edge of the keva that touched the milk. It should be enough on that. So that's what Taz leaves it with tzorach here. The shach in the Nekudas HaKesef tries to answer and says what we said before. Okay, the Shach answers the Taz. He says, no, because that's what we said before. Remember the milk, this milk is acidic and the process speeds up. Okay, so maybe over here it's more than kadei klipa. Usually, melicha roseach is kadei klipa, if you hold like that, but here it'll impact it more because of the acidic nature of the milk. That's what the Nekudas HaKesef said. But more important for us right now, the Shach asks a very interesting question. It's called the Lamed Beis. Okay, it's a Gaon Lamed. The Shach is a very interesting question. He says, one second. Okay, why does shishim help? It's the exact opposite question of the Taz. Taz says, what do you need shishim for? The Shach goes the exact opposite direction. After he answers the Taz's question, what does shishim help altogether? Isn't this Davar HaMamid? And we learned what? Davar HaMamid, I feel about elephant bottle. So if we're talking here about this coagulated milk causing it to become cheese, so this is a classic case of Dabra Amam. Dabra Amam, I feel about elephant bottle. So what's shishim? That's the shadow which the Shach is here in Sukkot and Lamed. I don't understand. He says, one second, Dabra Amam, it doesn't work. So this is Sukkot and Lamed, the Shach. So he has a couple of answers, okay? One answer is that there are some shitas according to which Davar Mamid is batal b'shishim. Not everybody holds. The Shach proposes one answer that, maybe the Ramo here is being makel like the shita that holds that Davar Mamid is not is batal b'shishim. Maybe it's such a shita. Okay, I think it's a Benatam or something. It's a Shita that the Shach quotes. And therefore, maybe that's what Ramah holds. It doesn't mean he always holds it by Dar Ramamin. But again, since here, there's a multiplicity of Shitas anyway, what the status is, milk is, so he says a sneak walk, that he relies on that Shita. But then he gives a more lumbish territory, which is something we discussed, again, at the very beginning of the year. Okay? He says, maybe the Isser of the Chumrah, of Dover HaMamid is only when the Dover HaMamid is Osir Machmas Atzmo. Like, for example, in Nevela. You have a Kevav or Kevis Nevela. Okay, so that's a Dover HaMamid. So even if you have much more than 61, you have a Fila Be'el of low batil. Because the Dover HaMamid, in that case, the or Kevis Nevela, okay, the lining of the Nevela that the milk sits in, so that's going to Osir for sure. A Fila Be'el of low batil, that's Dover HaMamid. But here we're dealing with Basa B'Cholov. Okay, here the mamid is this coagulated milk which absorbed flavor from the lining of the stomach, the meat flavor from the lining of the stomach. So that's Basa B'Cholov. Basa B'Cholov, one could suggest, as a shach, is not Osir Machmas Atzmo, but it's only Drabbanan. It's Osir Machmas. It's Osir Machmas Tarovis. This goes back to something we discussed way at the beginning of the year. That was a machlokus Rishonim. How do we treat Basa B'Cholov? We assume that Ein Hachanami, by D'Oraisa, everything we said, remember we developed the idea that Basa B'Cholov is a new entity, right? Basa B'Cholov is not a tarobis. It's not meat with the flavor of milk or milk with the flavor of meat. It's a brand new entity called Basa B'Cholov, right? Chaticha Nas Nevela by Basa B'Cholov and what a Chaticha Liskabit, all those things, we had these riots, right? Basa B'Cholov, but we had a Machlokas, if you remember, I think it was the Rosh Bon, the Rama, does that apply by Basa B'Cholov Drabbanan also? By Basa B'Cholov de Oraisa, we say that's taka called an Isser Machmas Atzmo. That's not a tarobis. Okay, it's an Isser Machmas Atzmo. However, by Basa B'Cholov de Rabbanan, we actually had it. It was Machokos B'Chavad Armoch. Machokos Rishonim before that, whether by de Rabbanan, do we say, when we say that Basa B'Cholov is also de Rabbanan, we say called the Tikkun Rabbanan, Kain de Oraisa Tikkun. Therefore, Basa B'Cholov de Oraisa is a new entity, and it's an Isser Machmas Atzmo, so too. Basa B'Cholov de Rabbanan is also a new entity, Isser Machmas Atzmo. We say, no, this is a Gzera de Rabbanan, and it doesn't have to take on every single last property of the original Deraisa, and therefore Basa B'Cholov de Rabbanan is going to be treated like a regular Tarobis, not. That was a Machlokas. So according to, and we had Nafkamina's that Machlokas, remember, right? One Nafkamina was, by Chaticha Nas Nevela. Perhaps Chaticha Nas Nevela is only by Basa B'Cholov D'Oraisa, because that's Isser Machmas Atzmo, not by Basa B'Cholov D'Rabbanan. Or Chaticha L'Skabit, the Chumrah of Chaticha L'Skabit, that's, you know, a piece of meat or a piece of food being served to a fancy guest. So that Chumrah, it's also not Batal, that's also by Isser Machmas Atzmo. So third Nafkamina, I don't know if we mentioned that one here because we weren't up to it, but maybe I did mention, I forgot it, but by Amamid, okay? Maybe by Dover Hamamid, that we say a fill of elf lobatil, that's only by Basa B'Cholov D'Oraisa. Therefore, that's a lumdish answer the Shach gives here. Therefore, over here, the Shach says, one second. The Shach says, that's why Shishim helps, because here we're only dealing with Basa B'Cholov D'Oraisa. There's no Bishul here. There's Derek Bishul also Torah. It's Kavush, it's Malicha, that's Drabbanan. So since only Drabbanan, so then the Chumrah of a fill of elf lobatil doesn't apply. That's a lumdish, more of a lumdish answer from the Shach. You get it? That's, again, what the Shach's kasha. The exact opposite of Taz's kasha. The Ramah says Shishim works. Okay, so Taz asks, why do you need Shishim for? Shach says, anyway, what does Shishim help? Shouldn't even help? Because of Dabar HaMamid. No, it's not either want to give a simpler teretz that, no, he's going according to the Shita that Dabar HaMamid is Batal Shishim, or this more lumdish teretz. No, Dabar HaMamid is Alfilo Lavatal, but that's only when you have what? When you have something also Machmas Atzmo. And Bas B'Chol Drabbana, well, Bas B'Chol Drabbana is also not the newest Simat Masatzmo, not a Tarovis, right? But rather, but Bas Drabbana, Bas B'Chol Drabbana, maybe, and that's what the Ramah is going like in this deal. Okay? So that takes care of that. Okay. At the very end of the Sif, the Ramah throws in something else, it's very interesting, opens a window to something else as well, I want to get to now, and I'll have Gimel in the notes. The Ramah writes, the very end of the Sifyot, Or Hakeva, the Or Hakeva, the skin of the stomach, Lif'amim molchim oso, umiyabshin oso. Apparently sometimes they would salt it, they would take that lining and dry it out, miyabshin oso. They would put it in the heat, whatever they would do, they would dry it out, they completely dry it. V'naseh ke'etz, You asked about bowls before. It becomes like a piece of wood, right? It's hard. It becomes like a piece of wood. That's the case. Umemalim oso chalav, and then you put milk in there because it's still got the enzymes inside. It's still got the rennet inside, right? It's no longer meat. It's not chewable. It's not edible. It's yovish to eat. It's like a piece of wood, right? Umemalim oso chalav mutter. Says the Rambam, that's mutter. You can put the milk into it to make cheese, right? The ma'achar shenis yabesh have ke'etz be'alma ve'ein bo lachluchis basar. Here, there is no wetness or no moisture from any basar. It's dried. It's like a dry bone. It's dried out like wood. Has no basar property. It becomes mamish. Like a piece of wood, like you said before, like a bowl, and then you can put milk in there. That's what the Ramah Paskins or Kavish is Yabish. You can put it in because now it's considered Kaitz Bama. Yeah.
How do you feel about that for beef jerky?
Beef jerky can't chew. I don't know. Where did you draw the line? Yeah, no one's gonna say that beef jerky is not bossa. Okay. I guess it's more dry. I don't know. Interesting question. Well, beef jerky is sharp because it's spicy, but let's say by itself, right? The beef jerky you buy in the store is spicy. Maybe it is similar to that. Interesting question. Does that apply? I'm not sure. Okay, I mean, it's hard for me to imagine, but maybe it would be. All right, anyway, the Mara says it's mutter because it's chavi ke'etz ba'alma. I don't think beef jerky is quite ke'etz, but I'm not sure. Okay, I guess you took a piece of bark, you could also chew that up too, I suppose. Anyway, the Shach in Sivkot Lama Gimel makes a simple comment. B'hu adin she'ar b'nei me'ayim k'shem yapshin osan ad shenasu keitz. This heter is not only by the keva, but also other parts of the innards of the animal can also be dried out and made into eitz. Same din. But then the Shach says, when we call mokom, nira de l'chatchila ein lasos keitz. The Shach always throws that in, right? But the Chatchila doesn't think you should do it. The Ramah says it's mutter because the basar is ke'etz ma'alma, okay? And he says the Shach says, but the Chatchila you probably possibly shouldn't do it, okay? The Pemigodim, just as a side point here in the Sifsei Das, this is from Amal Gimel, throws in also that it's one thing to put milk into this formerly meat, now hard as wood, bowl, okay? But he says to cook it, he said would be a problem because then, but the cooking could soften it. Okay, then it could turn vitre into meat. So that's how he points that out. Okay, now there's a very, very interesting from this. A lot of interesting number of tshuvas that I wanted to share with you. Just interesting. This is partly the whole gelatin question and other issues that relate to stuff that's dried out. Yavish gates. I'm going to spend a little time on that now to finish this up, and then Bez Hashem tomorrow, Sikud Aleph, and finish. Okay, so there's an interesting tshuva of Akiva Eger, two interesting tshuvas which you have on the sheets. Okay, I'm going to put mine. The tshuva of Akiva Eger, Madura Kama, Madura Kama, the end of Sinan Chav Zion. Madura Kama, the end of Sinan Chav Zion. And you can have time to read the whole tshuva, it's good, it's interesting. And then a tshuva from the Chassam Sofer, Chelek Dar Yerdeh, Simon Pei Aleph. So the truth of the matter is, if you want to see the even shorter version, you can look here in the Pisrei Tshuvas, if Cotton Yuntes refers to them. That's how people have to know where to find it, right? But anyway, he says as follows. Okay. So let's just clarify again. To be mamid, let's go over again. To be mamid b'or kevas nevela. Let's go back a step. Okay, there's nothing to do about that because it's nevela. Okay, and when you have an or kevas nevela, so that's not allowed. That's going to be iser and fine. However, we're talking about or kevas kshera. So what's the issue with or kevas kshera? There's nothing wrong with the keva, right? Or kevas kshera. It's a perfectly beautiful keva, right? In other words, the keva. It's a kosher keva, right? The keva itself is 100% kosher. But the problem is, it's basar, right? It becomes a basar b'chalav problem. So, what the Kiva Eger discusses is as follows. The Shach was machmer, not lechatchila, to use this dried out skin. Okay, but the Kiva Eger says that's dafka if there isn't shishim. Okay, dafka if there isn't shishim. Okay, the Kiva Eger says that chumrah of the Shach we just read, right, the chumrah of the Shach, okay, he says that's dafka if there isn't shishim. Okay, you can look and see it there. Okay. There's a few different things. I don't know if I printed the whole tshuva or not, but anyway. So I pays to look back into the tshuva. But anyway, he says the shach's chumrah, not to use the dried out skin, that's dafka, there's no shishim. But if it is shishim, okay, then we have only one other problem, we'll get to it in a second. He says, because basically what happens, what's the isser of davar mamid? Okay, what's the issue of davar? Let's assume I feel about it. What's the issue of davar? What happens? Why is there an issue all the time? The same issue. What's the problem with davar hamamid? In effect, what happens? The davar hamamid transfers the halachic status, as it were, from itself to whatever is being hu amad, and then to use Hebrew diktuk, right? Whatever is being resting is being placed in this item, right? That's basically what it is, right? The davar hamamid transfers the status, or maybe nemad is a good word. Say who amad is a fancy word, regular nifar, right? Nemad, whatever the right word is. That's the malik dictum. So hamamid transfers the status, but when you don't have, that's why when it comes to an orkavis nevela, so basically the status of the nevela is the davar hamamid. So the status of the nevela is now transferred to the milk that's sitting in there, right? And they can't, that cheese is not going to be kosher, yeah, right? That's just a simple point, but I want to clarify. However, when we're dealing with an orkevas kshera, okay, so what is it that's being transferred exactly? There's no isser being transferred. The keva isn't usser, it's a kosher animal. It's meat, but meat is kosher. It's kosher meat, right? It's good, slaughtered properly. It's not an avela. It's a perfect kosher animal. So the busser isn't usser, okay? In other words, it's only a problem, it only becomes a problem later if what? When it comes mixed with milk. So now it's a possum hollow question. But it's not that the davar hamamid, here the davar hamamid is the kevas kshera, is the stomach lining of the kosher. So it's kosher, right? It's meat. What's the problem? The problem is basa v'chala. So says the Kiva Eger in this tshuva, oh, good. But if it's shishim, if there's shishim, so then there's no basa v'chala problem either. Because more than shishim. That's the Kiva Eger's lumbus. You follow? He's saying if the shach's chumrah, not to do this trick to put milk into this dried out meat, that's only true if there's no shishim. But if there's shishim, it's not a problem. Because there is no isser that's being transferred from the davar hamamid to the davar hane'amad, or hu'amad, whatever the word is. Okay, it's not going to be transferred into it. What is going to be transferred into it is basar, right? Okay, that's not an isser. Basar by itself is kosher. In this case, it was slaughtered correctly, properly slaughtered animal. But the problem that's going to be transferred in, or it's going to be created, is basa b'chala. So we keep it good. So if there's not shishim sataka, it's a problem. That's exactly what Rambam was saying. The Shach is saying. But if there's shishim, it's no problem. That's the wonders of Rabbi Akiva Eger here. But the one problem he still has is, what? What's the problem still? Huh? No. Again, I'm trying to explain. Davar hamamid is a problem of transferring the status. That's why I'm explaining it. I understand it's transferring the status from one. Here, there's no status to transfer. It's basar going to be mixed with chol. But says if we keep eger, 1 second, if there's a shishim, it's not a problem. Yeah. Oh, and about lisachatchil, exactly. Wait a minute. You can't do that. What do you mean? What do you mean you can put it in if it's more than shishim? I mean, can I lachatchila drop a little milk into my chicken soup? What do you mean? It's not. It's much more than shishim. Not a problem. We don't say lachatchila, right? So that's what the Kiva Eger deals a little bit in the tshuva as well. And it's a problem, ain't ma'alat sechatchila. So here he says we're mekel, because he talks about two things. One thing, again, we talked about earlier in the year. Number one, he says, if you remember, we suggested by Basa B'cholov, it's not really a din of bittul. Remember we learned at the beginning of the year, Basa B'cholov is, there's no real din of bittul by Basa B'cholov. Remember what I'm talking about? Because remember, so by Basa B'cholov, usually what's bittul? You have something usher, you have something mutter, and they're in conflict. Okay, and they can figure out which wins, right? So one is stronger than the other. By basar and chol, when we compared it to kids, shatnez, right? They're wool and linen, right? So we had the tosas and then the rush and and need them and collect begodim and so on. And there's a tosin of Ozara and a tosin of Nidathim. So it's we had riots if this is the case, right? So it's, there's no quarrel here. There's no fight. Bosses mutter and cholavet. I think the Ran had a lotion high lechudei mutter, high lechudei mutter, right? I think the Magash was so my boss was what role does Bittul play? Really, Bittul doesn't play any role in Bas V'Cholom. What happens is that if you don't have the right ratio and so on, it never became Bas V'Cholom to begin with, right? It's not when you're cooking something and it's so little or whatever. Not that it was Bittul. It never became. It's Bishul, right? It wasn't Derek Bishul. It won't become altogether. So therefore, the Rekim Eger said, and we quoted this Rekim Eger at that time as a riot to this Yisod. Okay, and again, this is Tshuva Reish Zion. In Simon, it says Chav Zayin on the page, so that's what it should be raised on, which maybe might have trouble finding. Okay, so let's correct that now. Okay, it's probably my sloppy hand, but I apologize. So let's, I knew there was something mixed up here. So it's Tshuva raised Zayin, so take a look. Okay, I was trying to figure out here, but it's a Yeridea question, but not our question.
Yeah.
Okay, I was looking at it, it's a Yeridea question, but not our question. So anyway, to take a look, it's Tshuva raised Zayin, my apologies. You can find that section that I marked off here. It's kedai to look at it. But anyway, you can see it a little bit in the very, very brief in the Pisei Tshuva. May as well look at it. It says, Ayin shatim chatchila ein la'asim ayin b'tshuva ben akiva eger simon reish zayin. The zed dafke hech lecha samech. Tamech, habika samech, the lecha cheshash rak midin ein bat nisil chatchila. Okay, so what's the only problem left after the longest I explained to you before? The problem, as you said, is ein bat nisil chatchila. So he says, mutu lahamago lechatchila in this case. Why is it mutu in this case? Because here, that's where we'll say that the status of this bosser being Yomish Kates is enough to take care of what? The ein bat nisil chatchila problem. In other words, that's what Kivager said. Okay, aside from the fact that it's not real beetle, there's still a problem ein bat nisil chatchila. But here there's not real busser. It's Yavish Kates. So the kula, or the status of Yavish Kates, will be enough to remove our concern of Ein Mavat L'Mitzvah Chatchila. In this case, it's another reason to be lenient. That's what the Rekiv Eger said. Follow? So that's how you obviate the problem of Ein Mavat L'Mitzvah Chatchila, because here it's not real busser anyway. The busser was hard as Yavish Kates. So that's where the Yavish Kates come. That's what Rekiv Eger said. The Chassam Sofer, Tshuva, Pisei Tshuva spends more time spelling out. Tshuva is Chassam Sofer. I think that in the day of the Pisei Tshuva, that not all the, I don't know, maybe some of the Tshuvas of the Chassam Sofer weren't always available. But anyway, in the Tshuva Chassam Sofer, Chelek Yeridei, Simon Pei Aleph, he was asked the following situation. You can read it inside, I'll just say it briefly. Okay? And there was a fellow, Ben Torah Echad, a young Ben Torah. I guess he was finished learning kolos, so he had to go out and make a living. So he wanted to go into the cheese-making business. Okay, he wanted to go into the cheese-making business. Now, Rabbi Akiva Eger basically gave us a heter based on the shop. Rabbi Eger gave us a heter. You can take a piece of, you want to make cheese, so go ahead and prepare your vat of milk. Take a piece of ore from the keva. Okay, just a cup of kevuk shera. Make sure it's dried out, yavish cakes, and throw it in. It's good, right? That's shatz mutter. You have, make sure you have more than shishin, and you're in business, right? That's how you make cheese. That cheese will have the hechsher of a kivei egar, right? So it's a good cheese. But this guy wanted to have a different patent. He says, this guy's in the cheese making business, but apparently a lot of people make cheese, right? So he wanted to come up with a different idea. Okay, what he wanted to do was take that stick, formerly meat, now yavish cakes, okay, and soften it up, okay, and soften it up, okay, a little bit, then squeeze the juice, I guess, whatever we call it, the liquid, from within that thing you soften up, the liquid from within the meat into the milk, and that'll apparently make an even better cheese, right? That'll be it, because it'll have more of that flavor. And if you throw in the piece of milk and it's just through the heat, okay, it's one thing. But now you're going to take the piece, I'll take your case, beef jerky, right? You'll squeeze that in. Oh, that'll be tasty cheese. That'll be a specialty cheese, right? So you told before, right? That kind of cheese, right? You have cheese which is, flesh in it, right? So that's what this Talmud Chacham, whatever, this Ben Torah, Samson calls him Ben Torah. So he says that you want to create this meat juice, so to speak, and get that into the milk, and that's going to make, that's going to make it allowed. So the Chassam Sofer has his tshuva here, which is printed over here, and he said he allowed it. It was mekel, okay, to make this cheese by putting it in this or keva. You have to have shishin, But it also says you also need one other thing. There's got to be some other agent that makes it makes it into cheese. It can't be just this thing. We have a concept we'll talk about in the next sim tomorrow, called Zebizeg Gorin, where there's more than one thing causing the end result. Zebizeg Gorin. Those who learn in Pesachim may remember from Yom Pesach. Okay, Zebizeg Gorin. Okay, that's one of the, it comes over a number of places. I don't know about right now, but Zebizeg Gorin. So the Sam Sofer is willing to be makel with this funny trick to take that same stick that we had made out of meat, and now you soften it up. Okay, you soften it up, soak it in water or something like that, and let some juice come out, meat juice come out, and you're going to pour that into the vat of milk to make cheese. So he's matir, okay? If you have shishim in the milk and you have something else called there's another agent that makes it into rennet, makes the rennet, you know, like a synthetic type of rennet, yeah. Well, because what you did was, by drying before, you removed the chalos sheng basar, right? That's the point.
Now,
well, but you're not really, you're softening a little bit, and you're just getting the juice out. That's the question.
Up to that point.
Can you do it? I guess first you have to get rid of the sheng basar. The sheng basar doesn't come back. Not going to come back. Once it's out, it's out. Okay. That's the chalos sheng basar. But he's willing to be making it 1 second with something else, with zebizeg gorin, okay? And as far as, what it is?
And is it possible that the liquid not really basar juice?
That's what I'm saying, it's not exactly, it has the flavor. That's the assumption, it's really more like water. It's not real. That you look in the language, again, you should take the time to read it out, read it inside. Like, if not in the tshuva itself, read the Chassam Sofer really, the tshuva really, really quotes the most important parts of it, okay? And I think he says it's mayim, he calls it mayim. So it's like you're saying, it's not really the same, quite the same thing. Okay, but anyway, but again, what about the problem of Ein Vatlan L'Simchat Chila? What did the Pagan Israel say? He says something else. He says basically, goes back to something else we've learned. We learned the other day. Remember that Taz in Simen Sadi Sekot Yud Beis, where the Taz says when you have two Darabonans, remember that Taz? The trade Darabonans, the two Simen Sadi Sekot Yud Beis. You have two Darabonans. Right, the Kivyeger there qualified. It's got to be one drabbanon in the item, and the chepta one in the process. Right, so here, what he was talking about over there, remember, the Taz he was talking about chalav shchuta, and I know what his case was now. Well, here we have chalav shchuta and kavush. One is the chalav shchuta is only the drabbanon, and the kavush is only drabbanon. The trey drabbanon, he says, is mutter. Okay. So he says that's another. He gives that reason, taking care of the Ein Vat L'Simchat Chila problem, because here it's trei drabbanan, because it's not really meat, and that's really will address your question also, because it's not really meat. But if you'd stop the process earlier, I think it would still be called meat. That's fine. Here it's already not basar anymore. It's already been removed from the status of basar. It's not. It's yotzim in a basar, so to speak, right? It's something that comes out of meat, juice or whatever, liquid that comes out of, you said, boy, water, comes out of sweat, that comes out of the meat and so on, okay? It's not like gravy, that's a different thing. We have a concept of meat juice called gravy, right? But gravy is no question of basa, right? It's not rota, okay? The gravy would mix with milk, it's basa called raisa, okay? This is more like water that came out of a dried out thing, it's got to squeeze a little bit, it's got some liquid. Anyway, it's the case of trei drabbanan. And as some sofer says, and even though not everybody accepts this cool of the ties of trei drabbanan, once again, it's enough to take care of the problem. So this is the tshuva chassam sofer, and therefore you combine that with the fact that he says at the end, this was a talmud chacham who was learning, and he was the chikel shaita, and so on. So he has all these hetem. This is very interesting. The reason this is interesting for us, you know, halacha lemaisa, is the again, you can look at it in the pesukei tshuva. Also, okay, Shach said this was true of other things. Just take an extra 5 minutes. The Shach says this was true of other things also, right? Not just the ore, but also other innards and so on. So this really becomes a question, what about different things from an animal or from something that's not kosher that became dried out? What status did that take? So the Pesukei Tshuva, for example, in Simchat Chof, quotes the Tshuva's Tiferes Tzvi, that talks about Toloim Adumim. You had, beetles or bugs, some type of red bugs, okay, which you would dry out, toloim adumim, shemiyab shemosam, vitsovim mahem mashka, and they put it into a drink to make it look good. Red dye number two, or whatever. Okay, the original red dye, right? They took it, I don't know what they're making out now, chemicals, but they took it from beetle juice or whatever, from bugs, which you dried out. They were completely dried out. They lost. So the Pesach Tshuva says there, those who are saying, right? Again, just read it again. It's a Kotan Chav. I am Tshuva Tversi, Chelek Gardeis, Min Ayin Gimel. Shekosim toloim adum shem yabshim osom, I guess berries of some sort, shem yabshim osom, but so like berries, but so osom, but so behem mashke or yash, like it makes it, adds color. The mutter gam kemi tamze, it's gonna be mutter here too. So it's the same thing. Okay, so that's what that Pesach Tshuva says. Okay, however, in the next sifkot, which we're not gonna have time to read inside, but you should look at, well, the important Pesach Tshuva is sifkot chaf aleph. You know, he discussed an interesting question. How far? It's really part of the same question. How far does this go? Now, let's remember, we started off this discussion with the meat that was dried out, right? It was kosher meat. So what are we interested in doing? We are interested in removing the chalos shein basar, right? We want to now mix this into milk for making cheese, right? We're trying to get rid of the chalos shein basar. So we said, if it's dried out, entirely dried out, so now we're not going to consider that basar for basar chalos purposes, and you can mix it in, and they can make the cheese out of it, and everybody's happy, okay? Again, the shach said not to do a chatchila, but okay, the kibayegir is tshuva, you have another way you could do a chatchila, and chasam sof is tshuva, mix it in with zezer garim, lots of things you can do. But that's talking about basar, okay, which is now, by being dried out, is not, have no chalos shame anymore, basar. Can you do the same thing with an iser? Can drying something out get rid of the chalos shame iser? And get rid of the chalos shame basar, let's remember, the basar wasn't asar to start with. It's only going to be a problem when you mix it with the milk, like we said before. Right? So you can get rid of the chalos shein basar. But can you get rid of the chalos shein iser? That already is not so posh. Okay, let's say, can you get rid of the chalos shein nevela? Can you can do the same thing with meat from a, you know, from a nevela, mix that with the, whatever you want. So that already is not so posh. That's a machlokas, you know, Tshav talks to the Pesach Tshuva talks about and see Kotan Chaval. They take away the chalos shein iser. That isn't so posh. And it has numerous ramifications. Just very quickly, I quoted also the Noda Yehuda in his Tshuvas Madur Kama Chelik Yerdei Simen Chavav discusses this issue, okay, which you have here, okay. Then take a look at it. The Noda Yehuda holds that the reason why the skin that was dried out, it's not called basar, is because his expression is because poka isuro. So I was trying to tell you before, the shame iser went away, okay, poka isuro. But the Navi Huda seems to say, by the way, the Prima Gadim, in the Sifsei Das later on, Sim Kuf Gimel, Sim Cotton Bays, we're having source 40, has a different, doesn't say Paka Yisuro. He says just when it's dried out, it can't give off any tam, or any significant tam. And that Nafkamin Ulchap, that it's a different opinion. You hear? The Navi Huda says Paka Yisuro. It's like the Yisuro disappeared. The Prima Gadim, in the Sifsei Das, Sim Kuf Gimel, Sim Kuf Gimel, Sim Cotton Bays, says that not Poka Isuro. He said it's not no same time. When it's dried out, it can't give off any flavor. Right? It's like a piece of stick. It doesn't give off any flavor. Well, the Nafkamina will be, okay, so let's say you softened it up again. Could be the Nodi Behuda hole, it doesn't matter, it's done. Even if you soften it up, even if you squeeze it out, right? It doesn't make a difference. It's not Bosa anymore. Poka Isuro. The Isuro went bye-bye, right? That doesn't exist anymore. Whereas according to Prima Gadim, no. When it's Yavesh, it doesn't give off any time. But when it's not, then perhaps it could. But anyway, but the Rabbi Huda in that same tshuva does say, that's an Episcopal tshuva quote, the Rabbi Huda does say that this is, my Basar Chalav this works, okay, my Basar Chalav this works, but it doesn't work by, you know, by an actual issue. Get rid of the Shein Basar, the Shein Issar of Basar you can get rid of, but you can't get rid of, you can't get rid of the Chalav Shein of, you know, of an Isser. And again, he quotes someone else, the Tiferes Tzvi, I think in the Pesach Tshuva, quotes somebody else who disagrees. And again, it's a Machlokas HaPosim, it goes down to this day. I just quoted on the sheet to finish up two sort of classic tshuvas on gelatin. Because what is gelatin? Gelatin is from bones that are dried out. Okay, that's what the gelatin is made out of. And the thing is, that, you know, so the Chaim Ozer, allows gelatin, the tshuvas Achiezer, that's the Chaim Ozer's tshuvas, Chela Gimel, Simon Lama Gimel, Osei, take a look. Chaim Ozer allows gelatin even from atzamos of a nevela, which were completely dried out, because he evidently holds that this heter of the siyamshos, dried out. It's not only to remove chalal shem bosom, but even chalal shem nisim. So that's a classic tshuva from Chaim Ozen. Chaim Ozen, of course, is the great, the posek of Europe, you know, right before the war. Okay, Chaim Ozen died in 1941. You know, but and then there's a tshuva of Moshe Feinstein, Igros Moshe Chelik Yerodei Chelik Beis in Chav Zion, where he is machmir. Okay, so if you have the time to look through, but that's one of the things it revolves around. I'll just end by noting there. I didn't put it on because I see it till afterwards. One of them, Ravi just said, well, he quotes the Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. If you want to add this to the Amar Makomos, if you want, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, Tshuva's Har Tzvi. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank was the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim in the middle 1900s, the later part, mid 1900s. So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, Chelik Yerodeis and Pei Beis and Pei Gimel, talks about soft cheese made from gelatin, right? They're making cheese from, you know, this type of thing. And he is machmir. He has an interesting raya from a Mishnah in Orla, of all places. It's a Gemara Nida. He quotes the Mishnah Orla. I think it's Parak Aleph, Mishnah Zayin, Mishnah Ches. He says that you're not allowed to eat. Let's say you have a tree, you know, how you make syrup. And syrup comes from the bark, the sap of a tree. Okay, which they cook it up and cook it up and cook it up until it makes syrup, right? So he says the sraf of Orla, okay, you're not allowed to use sraf of an Orla tree. Okay, so he seems to be saying that even though it's eight, it still, you know, can retain that shame. So therefore, he's machmer. Rav Yosef has a tshuva. I was going to bring it. I took out the Yabi Omer from the Bishmash. I left it on my desk in my office. So you want to look it up? Tshuva is Yabi Omer Yerodea. It's Chelik Zayin Yerodea Simen Zayin. Rav Yosef talks about, you know, it doesn't sound that appetizing to me, but he talks about Nes Cafe. Nun Samach Kuf Pei Nes Cafe, some coffee coming from some foreign country that he was asked about, which apparently they make ashes out of garbage like nevel and trefas, and somehow that's an ingredient in the coffee. Okay, different types of flavored coffees. So they make ashes out of this, so that's the same Shiloh. Okay, Rabbi Yosef Tak is Mekel on that, the coffee. And again, Kedarko, he's going to quote all the sugars. If you want to look it up, you're interested in this subject about gelatin and dried out stuff. Those are some of the relevant sugars. Okay, we'll stop here.